Huh. Ooh.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello.
You realize, of course, there's a more efficient way to let you know a customer has come in than the employment of that small bell above the door.
Probably. Are you a salesman?
No, sir. My name is Eugene Meltzner, and I'm a science student and, might I add in all modesty, a recognized genius at the Campbell County Community College. Whom do I have the pleasure of addressing?
I'm John Whitaker, and then this is Tom Riley.
Howdy.
Howdy. An abbreviated form of the phrase, how do you do, or in the older English, how do you fare? In answer, Tom, I fare well, thank you.
Hi, you've reached Wits End. I'm sorry, but we're closed until further notice. But you can leave a message at the sound of the tone anyway. Thanks.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What? Mr. Whitaker? Look,
honey.
Wait! Don't hang up! Who's
bye.
So, Whit called and you just missed him.
Yes, that seems to be my lot in life. I know how difficult it is for him to phone from those remote archaeological digs. I thought I heard him say something about Jerusalem, so I assume he was near a phone and decided to call.
I'm sorry, Eugene.
As am I. Nice tea, by the way.
Thank you. So, to what do I owe the pleasure of this visit? Are you showing off your mustache?
Hmm?
That is a mustache, isn't it?
I was wondering if you had heard what has happened at Wits End.
That depends. I know Glossman's turned the Underground Railroad Tunnel into some kind of health hazard and got the city council to close it to the public, right?
Succinctly put, yes. You seem to know as much as has happened.
Well, just because I'm not there anymore doesn't mean I don't pay attention.
Jason negotiated with the authorities to allow employees on the premises, while I've been working on a program for the Imagination Station.
What kind of program?
One that may help me to understand what is happening at Wits End and why.
The Imagination Station will do all that?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, as you know, Mr. Whitaker inputted massive amounts of information into the Imagination Station's data bank to help the Bible and historical events come to life. The accumulated knowledge is comparable to dozens of libraries filled with volume after volume of encyclopedias. Facts related to world history, national history, even local history are buried deep in the Imagination Station's computer.
I'm with you so far.
I thought that perhaps I might successfully create a search command that will allow me to jump through history to look for information that might help us in this peculiar conflict.
Now you're losing me. What kind of information?
Information about Wits End, for example, and that tunnel. It seems to be at the center of the conflict, and the Imagination Station might help me to see exactly why.
Very interesting. Have you done it? I mean, have you created the search program?
I was just about to test it when they closed down Wits End. The trauma completely disrupted my concentration. I went back to work on it when, well, the phone rang and I was distracted again.
I'm curious to know how it all works out.
Indeed. I may have to test the search process on something familiar to me so I can measure its success.
Good idea. Is there something else, Eugene? I can't help but think you have more on your mind.
You're a perceptive man, Mr. Allen.
Well, I've been described as having keen insight into the obvious. What's going on, Eugene?
Well, only that I'm very concerned about all that has been happening, and frankly, I can't rid myself of a feeling of tremendous loss.
That's understandable. You're closely connected to Wits End, and to see it threatened must be alarming for you.
Well, it isn't only Wits End, though that's certainly a part of it.
Oh?
I believe my sense of loss is connected to everything.
Everything covers a lot of ground, Eugene. Can you be more specific?
My sense of loss likely began with Mr. Whitaker's departure.
Makes sense.
Katrina's absence has made the feeling all the more acute.
Sure.
And now the sudden changes around Odyssey, in Wits End has been taken away from us in a way, and I'm overwhelmed by a sense of loss. Not only by being robbed of those people and things most dear to me, but because I am powerless to even impact these events.
You feel helpless, is that what you're saying?
Yes! completely and utterly helpless. Mm. I never imagined reaching a point in my life when circumstances would spin out of control. Lately, I'm not entirely sure I can even cope with it all. I don't mean in an abstract way, but in reality. I just feel weak and ineffective.
Boy, that was a mouthful. When you said everything, you meant everything.
I'm not inclined to exaggeration.
No, no. And I want you to know that I understand completely how you feel.
You do?
You feel weak and unable to help stop what's happening here.
Yes.
But Eugene, that's because you are weak and unable to help stop what's happening here.
Am I supposed to be encouraged by that observation?
That's up to you. I'm just calling it as I see it. Eugene, you're helpless because right now we're not only engaged in a physical battle over Wits End, but a spiritual battle as well. Maybe the toughest battle any of us have ever had. I believe there are forces at work here that can only be comprehended by those who are completely in tune with God. And you're not. Mm-hmm. You don't have the spiritual equipment to fight the only way we can fight, with prayer and faith.
But surely there's something I can do to help.
Oh, yes, yes. You can stop messing around and get yourself right with God.
I beg your pardon?
You've reached an inevitable point, Eugene. All the distractions have been stripped away. All the comfort zones are gone. Wit, Katrina, even Wit's End. The everything you mentioned has brought you to this point.
Philosophically speaking, I'm not entirely certain.
Oh, forget your philosophically speaking, Eugene. Be honest with yourself. My guess is, if you could look through everything that's happened to you since you arrived at Wit's End, you'd see all the things that have driven you and are driving you, even now, to a decision.
Mr. Allen, I don't know what to say.
Say yes, Eugene. Just say yes.
I want you to understand what you may be letting yourself in for.
What do you mean?
Emotions are tricky things. They run very deep.
I have to try, Mr. Whitaker.
Eugene?
Try, Mr.
Whitaker. Eugene?
Mr. Walton.
No, just walk by without saying hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Greetings.
Yeah. You look about as happy as a man who just invested $1 million in 8-track tapes.
I beg your pardon?
8-track tapes. You know, in the 70s, they were taped. Oh, never mind. It's no good if you have to explain it. You look down, is what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, with all due respect, I don't see what altitude approximation has to do with anything.
Huh?
Well, and why are you cleaning windows? Wit's End is closed.
And you think that keeps the windows from getting dirty? They'll be clean when it opens again. What's with you?
Well, I suppose you could say I'm soul-searching.
Soul-searching?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Last time that happened, I wound up in a Colorado jail in an earthquake in California. What are you soul-searching about?
Well, about the Imagination Station.
You're soul-searching about the Imagination Station?
Yes, I'm working on a new program.
Something's wrong.
What do you mean?
When you're working on a new program, you walk around with a self-contented, somewhat smug expression on your face. This isn't the face of Eugene Meltzner working on a program. Even those three hairs you call a mustache are drooping.
And what, pray tell, makes you so certain you know my facial expression so well?
Because I know you. Good grief, Eugene. After all the things we've been through, you don't think I know you by now?
Can any of us truly know each other? Or even truly know ourselves?
What?
Nothing, Mr. Walton. Forgive me. I have work to do.
Yeah, well, what kind of a question is that? That boy didn't even get my 8-track tapes line. That's pretty fun to line.
All right, let's see. Interface. Journal entries from years 1 to 6. Copy files. Yes, thank you.
Oh, it is you. I was worried.
Worried? Worried? Override and save?
I didn't think anyone was here. I was back in the little theater. Eugene, what are you doing?
Inputting data into the imagination station.
From your computer?
In point of fact, yes. I'm copying my journal entries from the past several years into the Imagination Station's data bank so I can accurately test the new search program.
Oh, I get it.
This will terminate the two proverbial birds with the one proverbial stone. I will take Jack up on his challenge even as I make certain the search command works properly. Now enter files through to the present.
Eugene, are you all right? You've got a kind of weird look in your eyes.
I am merely preoccupied.
Yeah? About what?
About completing this program on the Imagination Station, if I might be so terse.
Oh, I get it. You want me to leave?
No, I believe enough people have left already.
Huh? What's going on here, Eugene?
There are answers in this machine, Miss Kendall, and I am determined to find them.
Answers to what?
To questions!
Oh, really?
Really!
Eugene!
To put it as succinctly as possible, I am about to search through my life in Odyssey.
You're kidding.
Not at all. And if it works, then perhaps I'll be more successful with fighting in this battle.
No. Eugene, you are not making any sense.
Speak with Mr. Allen. I dare not take the time to explain right now.
But Eugene, wait, just wait.
Activate search program. How peculiar. Well, engage program.
Eugene?
Mr. Whittaker?
Eugene, answer me. Are you all right?
Wait a minute, what is this?
Eugene? Eugene, are you in here?
I'm right here. Mr. Whittaker?
Your whole future is at stake here.
What am I supposed to do?
Push the red button.
Well, of course. Then what?
Hold on tight.
Hold on tight.
Yes.
It's just all the things that have driven you in our lives. You can move to a decision.
Eugene, I do appreciate your efforts around the shop, but you're missing something very important in what you're doing.
I am? What am I missing?
Your heart. You see, you've automated nearly everything in Whit's End, but Whit's End isn't about automation, machines, or inventions. It's about people. Now, you can make it more efficient with your inventions, but can you make it warmer, friendlier, loving?
Are you interested in the star?
Oh, academically speaking, yes.
Then tell me, what do you know of it?
Well, I think the historical ramifications are worthy of consideration.
You are speaking with your mind. Tell me from your heart. Do you believe in the coming Messiah, the King who will set us all free?
But how could you believe for so long without proof, without evidence to support your theory?
Theory? You are still speaking with your mind, Eugenius. What I believe is found in the place where the mind and the heart unite.
And where is that?
Faith.
It was the most horrifying thing I've ever experienced. I've never felt such loneliness or isolation. It was as though I were completely separated from everyone and everything, completely and thoroughly alone, non-existent, in a dark void of solitude. I was alone, Connie, utterly alone in a burning blackness, and I've had nothing but nightmares since then.
If Whit got a tiny taste of heaven, then maybe you got a tiny taste of hell.
Do you really believe that, Connie?
With all my heart.
Then you better explain it all to me in detail.
Well, Gene, what are you gonna do?
What indeed, Miss Kendall? What indeed?
But you also need to know that all your studying may fail you when it comes to understanding God, His ways, and the salvation He offers us.
Fail me?
You see, Eugene, our minds can only grasp so much about the nature of God, of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's a matter of the spirit. Our spirit links up with His in an eternal relationship that gives us the right perspective to understand Him better.
Mr. Whittaker, I think I want to believe, but I need help with my unbelief.
Eugene,
That's as good a start as any.
I don't believe I've seen you here before. Are you new to the college?
Yeah, I just transferred in this semester. I'm Katrina Shanks, by the way.
I am Eugene Nelson.
You're in love with Katrina?
Granted, I'm not entirely certain what love is, but I'm willing to concede that, yes, I am. I will be completely candid with you, Mr. Whitaker, because the nature of my relationship with Katrina is still at such a delicate stage, I'm concerned about her susceptibility to the influences here.
You mean our Christianity?
Yes. Now, you know that for the most part, I'm in agreement with your ideology, academically speaking. However, I'm afraid of how she may react.
You think she'll resent our beliefs?
Perhaps.
Or you're worried that she'll accept them?
Again, perhaps. You became a Christian today, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
It was inevitable.
You're leaving Odyssey?
Precisely.
For good?
Well, that depends.
You really mean you're just taking a vacation, right?
Well, I would like to think of this journey as something more than simply a vacation. This is an expedition to go beyond seeing tourist sites or attractive scenery. To connect with the inner person. A journey to myself.
Sounds like a pretty short trip.
You cope by becoming powerful enough so you can create your own world.
Now, couldn't it be argued that by creating your own world, you're actually missing out on true friendships? True feelings? Philosophically speaking, Kelsey, don't you ever wonder what would remain if the artificial world you'd created suddenly collapsed? What would you have left?
Gee, Bernard!
Where in the world have you two been? Are you crazy?
Why didn't you check in?
So you can get back in time to say goodbye.
To win!
Left Odyssey!
It's gone to the Middle East, but how could he do such a thing? It's so unlike him.
Well, he said he kept thinking about a conversation he had with you before you left, Eugene. Something about the time coming in a man's life when he must broaden his horizons, get out and experience the world.
What?
It'll be okay.
It'll have to be. A letter from Mr. Whitaker. Saying how much I've come to love you, pray for you every day.
Best is yet to come.
Eugene!
A Bible!
You'll read it?
Of course I will. If only because it's a gift from me.
With our relationship long enough. I love you, Eugene. But we're in a dilemma. Unless you become a Christian, there's no going forward in this relationship. Maybe the problem has been us. Me, even Whit, Connie, Jack, Whit, and all of us.
All the distractions and the comfort
zones are gone.
Time coming in a man's life.
Something very important
in what you're doing. So much about nature.
If Whit got a time,
he needs help with my unbelief.
You've had just enough Christianity to become immune to the gene.
I think I want to believe.
What are you going to do?
Say yes,
I don't know what to say.
Just say yes.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Eugene?
Mr. Allen, what are you doing here?
Well, Connie left a message on my answering machine asking me to come over, but she's not here. Funny, but I had a dream about... Are you all right, Eugene?
What a journey.
Have you been somewhere?
Everywhere. My life in Odyssey. It was all there. Just like you said.
I said?
Earlier. Was it earlier? I'm confused now about the time. You said if I could look at my life in Odyssey, I would see how everything has brought me to this point. The point of decision. And it has. You were right. All of you were right.
Eugene, slow down.
I can't. I'm afraid that I might talk myself out of it. I might philosophize in my head what my heart is screaming for me to do. I suppose it's been for years, and I've drowned it out with theories and excuses.
Eugene.
No. I dare not talk about it anymore. I'll begin to consider what a life of faith will do to me, to my life. But who am I kidding? I don't have a life, do I? Not really. Not after losing Mr. Whitaker, Katrina, and now even Wit's End. I must lose my life to save it. Isn't that how it works?
Well, yes.
Then I'm ready, Mr. Allen, here in the privacy of a desolate Wit's End. I must ask you, what must I do to be saved?
Well, you have to do what everyone's been praying you'd do. Repent and accept Jesus. Let him into your heart so you could enter into his life.
All right.
But,
is there something wrong?
I'm sorry. It's the strangest thing. It feels like something's not quite right. Something's missing.
Oh, there you are, Jack.
Connie, of course.
I was looking all over for you. First I left a message on your machine, then I...
Connie, come here.
Why? What's wrong?
Eugene?
Well, actually, Miss Kendall, Connie, I've made a decision, and I suppose it's most appropriate that you are privy to it, the decision, that is.
Huh?
The time has come, you see. I would like you both to pray with me.
Pray with you?
Mm-hmm.
Eugene, you mean, is that what all your... I don't believe it. Eugene, you want to pray to become a Christian?
In a word, yes.
Eugene.
Would you like to kneel?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not entirely certain how to begin.
Just start and we'll work it out as we go.
Yeah.
Very well.
Oh, hi, guys. What's going on in here?
Oh. Hello,
hi, Bernard. Jack?
Is there anyone else I should invite to this private moment?
Oh, is this private? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just worried about you, Eugene. I thought I'd check, make sure you're all right.
He's about to become a Christian.
He is. He is? Well, stuff me with feathers and call me a pillow. Well, that's wonderful, Eugene.
He hasn't done it yet.
Oh, well, don't let me interrupt.
Well, would you care to join us?
Why, yes. Yes, I'd love to. Thanks. Boy, Eugene, this isn't a moment I'd want to miss.
Okay, Eugene. Let's bow our heads and you take your
time. There you are. I was wondering where everybody was.
Hi,
Tom.
Hello, Mr. Riley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you having a prayer meeting? You know, it's funny. I was driving past and suddenly got the feeling like I should stop in. Maybe this is why. Oh, wait a minute. Are you praying, Eugene?
If I get the opportunity.
Eugene wants to become a Christian.
What? Eugene. Well, for crying out loud. Well, let's get on with it.
Okay, Eugene.
I didn't expect to have such a large audience.
Is everyone here who should be?
Well, we're missing one, but...
Well, I guess he's kind of here anyway. Go ahead.
Very well. Well, our most glorious and majestic supreme creator, sovereign and lord of all he surveyeth.
Eugene?
Yes?
Try it from your heart.
Hmm?
How about, dear father?
Oh, yes, of course. Dear God, my new father in heaven, I am uncharacteristically at a loss for words, so please accept my verbal fumblings as I finally respond to your promptings.
Hi, you've reached Wits End. I'm sorry, but we're closed until further notice. But you can leave a message at the sound of the tone anyway. Thanks.
Hey, anybody home? Anybody? Connie? Eugene, where are you? Hello? Eugene, we have to talk. There's something I've been praying about since I met you. It's very hard to explain. Well, I'd like to talk to you about that. Yes, I'll call tomorrow. Hold down the fort, will you, okay? Bye.
John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." At long last, Eugene now understands the truth of that verse. Do you? If you haven't asked Jesus into your heart, then maybe the time has come to do it now, like Eugene did. Maybe it's time to say yes. If that's what you want to do, I suggest you talk to someone who already knows him. Maybe your parents, a brother or sister, a friend, or someone at church. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Pray for Jesus to come into your heart. It's the best thing you'll ever do. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's episode, The Time Has Come, was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.